Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shot fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Yeah, looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
Beautiful people, welcome to this Friday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin, and before I push forward on what will be a very busy February 5th, 2021 edition of Current Sports, I want to wish you all a happy Friday, and please, I have to say this. Please be safe out there, okay? Because we are in the midst of a winter storm right now, and that has caused a lot of us to be bunkered down in our respective homes. I know a few of my buddies actually hit me up and said that that work just told them, look, don't even come in, work from home. Conditions are not great. It is tough to drive out there, and for me, I drive a two-door coupe. So, yeah, I don't plan on leaving my apartment at all today. But I'm looking outside right now. I mean, it looks beautiful. You know, when you get that fresh coat of snow covering, you know, the grass and the trees and just everywhere. It looks really, really pretty. It's a winter wonderland out there today. Pretty to look at. Not fun to drive in, though. All right? So, please. I'm just asking everybody to be safe out there, all right? And be cautious. Okay, with that being said, folks, this is a fun show. A fun show, and I'm going to spend the first half of this show talking about the big game. That's right, Super Bowl 2021. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the Kansas City Chiefs. Tom Brady versus Patrick Mahomes. You know, I was watching NBA on TNT last night. You know, inside the NBA with Ernie Johnson, Shaquille O'Neal, Kenny the Jet Smith, and Charles Barkley, who I think are the most entertaining foursome in all of sports right now. And they have been for a while. But they were giving Super Bowl picks to end the show. And I think Kenny the Jet, you know, he always has these really cool, deep insights. He made a great point. He talked about how he equates this to when Michael Jordan won that first ring against Magic Johnson. How it was a passing, and like an official passing of the torch moment. Now, in this regard, though, I mean, you look at it, Michael Jordan, the GOAT, the greatest of all time. We didn't know it then, though. There were some that already predicted, I mean, even before Jordan won his first ring, that he is going to go down as the greatest of all time. And there are some that look at Patrick Mahomes and say that same thing. But Magic was still Magic, right? And Tom Brady's still Tom Brady. And it's going to take a lot for Patrick Mahomes to eclipse Tom Brady. It's going to take a lot for any quarterback, any player, period, to eclipse Tom Brady. But this almost feels like a passing of the torch moment. The Chiefs are the favorite in this game. But Tom Brady, I mean, he's been now to 10 Super Bowls. This is Tom Brady's 10th Super Bowl appearance. I mean, you'll hear that so many times come Sunday on CBS as Jim Nance and Tony Romo do the broadcasting. You hear that a lot, and he's 43 years old. But, you know, you look at Tom Brady, I mean, you can never really count out Tom Brady, right? Even though the Chiefs are the defending champions, a lot of people believe the Chiefs are just the better team. I think the Chiefs are the better team, but you just never count out Tom Brady. Now, I'm going to give my final prediction in just a moment on this game. But today, I want to spend, again, the first 30 minutes or so talking about the Super Bowl. I also want to pass along some recruiting news to you all that I saw pop up on my phone concerning the University of Michigan football program. But Michigan football has landed a commit today, and that commit is listed as an athlete, and his name is Taylor Groves, who is a four-star athlete who has committed now to play for Jim Harbaugh. So, you know, this new-look coaching staff has notched their first win on the recruiting trail, and, you know, Maurice Linguist, who is the co-defensive coordinator slash cornerbacks coach, he is the one getting the credit for landing Taylor Groves, a 2022 four-star safety. He received an offer from Michigan on January 27th, and he announced his commit today. So Groves attends East Robertson High School in Tennessee, and he actually has the same personnel trainer as 2021 signee Junior Colson, which certainly helped Michigan in this race. So other schools that Groves was considering included LSU, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Tennessee, and Virginia Tech. So that is major, major stuff there. So I wanted to pass that along to you all. I also, before we get to some Super Bowl talk here, I also want to let you guys know that Winter Contact Sports is coming back. That's right. All of the protests that took place at the Capitol, you know, parents and student athletes alike rallying and chanting, "Let us play," or "Let them play." And you know, when it comes to me, and everybody has their thoughts and opinions on this, I really don't feel comfortable. You guys know, man, I've been uber cautious when it comes to this pandemic. But I believe we reached a point now where people are just going to do what they want to do. You know, it's like we were all in this together to start, or at least that's how it seemed. But as time rolled along, and when mask mandates came out, and, you know, and then I will say this too. We did hear some mixed messaging from our government leaders in comparison to our state leaders and our national leaders. And that just led to kind of a free for all for people to just say, look, I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to live my life the way I want to live it. And consequently, that kind of mindset has led to COVID numbers rising, in my opinion. So when it comes to a situation like this, where you have high school athletes sitting at home and trying to stay safe, at the end of the day, many of those athletes are used to going to practice, are used to working out, being amongst their teammates, and they become restless now. And a lot of their academic futures, I mean, it has a direct correlation to how they perform on the court, on the field, so on and so forth. So if you're not playing and you're not giving yourself opportunity to be seen by scouts and assistant coaches at these respective universities, then it really does put your future at risk. So that is something you have to keep in mind here. But at the end of the day, I always say, are you willing to risk that for, well, I should say, in exchange for possibly getting sick with COVID? Or possibly, you know, getting it and maybe not even having any symptoms, but passing it on to somebody at home. So there is a lot of risk here. there's a lot of data that, you can throw out to make the argument that you should be playing and you should not be playing. This goes both ways. But right now it's game on. So Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced the decision yesterday afternoon, a little after 1 o'clock, saying that the state's COVID-19 numbers continue to trend in a positive direction. And that has now led to the decision of winter contact sports getting back at it. So all high school sports were initially paused by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services in mid-November amid high COVID-19 numbers in the state. And some sports have gradually returned in the last couple of months, with contact sports being the last to come back. So the clearance for contact sports, you know, that comes after this huge push in recent weeks following the Michigan Health Department's announcing back on January 22nd that contact sports would be limited to a non-contact state through at least February 21st. So, but then the Let Them Play Michigan group, they took legal action. They filed a claim, actually, against the MDHHS. And that came a few days after the third Let Them Play rally at the Capitol. But contact sports, winter contact sports now can return. So that announcement yesterday means that all winter sports in the state will be played. Gymnastics, boys swimming and diving, boys and girls bowling, sports deemed non-contact. They were given clearance to play last month and have already started seasons. But boys and girls basketball, hockey, wrestling, competitive cheer, they will be allowed to compete just 3 days from now, one Monday. So starting the beginning of next week. So we'll see how this plays out. You know, especially when it comes to basketball, you're in close quarters, indoors. I don't know, man. And not to mention these new variants that we're seeing, these new strands that we're seeing. Many of these new strands have been confirmed now in the state of Michigan. So I just encourage everybody, you're going to do what you're going to do at the end of the day. Just please be safe. And I'm hoping that when it comes to winter contact sports, that we don't see an influx of positive cases. So wanted to bring that news to you all. Okay. Some Super Bowl talk now. I'm going to give you my predictions. We're going to go through a few prop bets here. And, you know, I gave you guys some of the fun prop bets, you know, that they really have nothing to do with the game itself during the Thursday edition of the show. You know, like what color Gatorade will be doused on the winning head coach. That's always a fun one. You know, how long will the national anthem be? Will Bruno Mars change his outfit more than once? You know, all of that kind of stuff. Well, not Bruno Mars. The Weeknd. The Weeknd is performing. Why did I think of Bruno Mars? It's so random. They kind of look alike, don't they? A little bit. Not really. Never mind. Okay, that was just a brain fart. But let's dive into it. I'm going to give you guys a few more prop bets that actually concern the game. And then you're going to get my thoughts on who I think is going to win this thing. Okay? Because right now, Kansas City, again, they are the favorite. And they will be the favorite. KC is favored by 3 points over Tampa Bay. Right now, in most sports books that you see, the money line is in favor of KC at minus 159, Tampa Bay being the underdog at around 135, plus 135. So right now, Vegas is going with Kansas City by 3, and the over-under has been set at 56.5. I've never placed cheese on the over-under. But that's how things look right now. This thing, you know, even Vegas, even though they are predicting that the Chiefs are going to win this game, they believe it's going to be a tight margin, you know, just giving KC 3. So I'll go through a few of these prop bets, and I'm going to give some predictions here. And let's see. I'm looking at MGM Sportsbook right now. And let's see here. Who will score the first touchdown? Now, this is, to nobody's surprise, the most bet prop of the Super Bowl. You know, it's a fun bet, some exciting odds that usually get settled early on in the game. A lot of people place this bet, and they get right into it on that first drive or those first few moments. And right now, the favorites are Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce at plus 600, which is no surprise there either. Both of those Chiefs stars, they had huge regular seasons, scored a lot of touchdowns. Quarterbacks are popular, you know, even though they like rarely score the first touchdown. But last year, Patrick Mahomes did do that and actually cost MGM in the low six figures because so many bets came in on him. Mahomes right now is at plus 2,200 to score the first touchdown on Sunday. So far, the top three in terms of ticket count for the first TD are Kelce, Mike Evans, and Hill. So how about that? You know, why not? I would take Mahomes at, you know, plus 2,200. I mean, because if he does, in fact, do it again like he did last year, I mean, hey, you can cash in, folks. So, but a lot of people are also looking at Mike Evans, who is one of Mahomes' you know, favorite targets as well. So that's one you can look at. Will Rob Gronkowski have a big game in a Bucs win? Gronkowski, he is still a big name. Had a solid season after a year off of retirement, which is amazing. And MGM offers props that combine a player's performance with the game's results. And Gronk is popular in that market. Bettors can actually take Gronk to record 40 yards and the Buccaneers to win at plus 500. How about that? That's pretty appealing, right? But then you can also choose other players like, you know, Tyreek Hill to record 100-plus yards receiving and the Chiefs to win at plus 210. So I would, hey, why not? I'm going to take the Gronk bet on that. 40 yards and the Buccaneers win. So that kind of lets the cat out the bag in terms of my prediction. I just think that when it comes to Tom Brady, you can never count him out. There's some special sauce, some special magic that has taken place this year. Him going from, you know, the guy out in New England, the face of that franchise for so many years, to hop into a new team with Tampa Bay, I wasn't so sure and confident, especially knowing that Tommy Boy, you know, in his 40s now, he seemed, you know, his game seemed to be on the decline just a bit, but not that much. He's still better than 90% of the quarterbacks that you see on any given Sunday. So the fact that he left the Patriots, goes to Bruce Arians in Tampa Bay and is now back in the Super Bowl. How can you bet against this dude? You know, it's like my head says Chiefs, but my heart says Bucks. And I'm going to go with my heart here. I'm going to go with the Buccaneers to win this thing. I'll give you a score in just a moment. You can also bet on Travis Kelce TDs versus Cristiano Ronaldo goals. So this is for all my soccer fans out there. That's one of the most popular markets in cross game match bets, which you can do. You know, you can bet whether Patrick Mahomes will have more passing attempts or, you know, LA Lakers star LeBron James to have more combined points, rebounds, and assists against the Denver Nuggets last night. That bet is already, you know, in the books now, though, because the Lakers ended up beating the Nuggets last night, and LeBron was actually spectacular, you know, still at 36 years old. My goodness, I watched that whole game. But again, you know, you can bet on Kelce, the Chiefs star tight end, against world famous soccer star Ronaldo. And Kelce's number of Super Bowl touchdowns is at minus 150 versus Ronaldo's goals on Saturday versus Juventus FC against Roma. That's a bet that you don't get to place every day. So soccer fans out there, if you want to place that bet, that's an interesting one. Let's see here. Will the Chiefs trail by two scores and also win by two scores? You can bet on that. I'm going to say no, because, again, I'm going with the Bucs to win. Pretty obvious where I'm betting there. What will the first scoring play be? You know, the three most popular props at MGM for the Super Bowl are the first player to score a touchdown, as I mentioned, Super Bowl MVP, and the first scoring play. And the reason the prop is popular is probably due to nice odds on a field goal or safety. If it's a Chiefs safety or a Bucs safety, the odds are at plus 5,000, folks. So you could really cash in there. A Bucs field goal or a Chiefs field goal, those odds are set at 500 and 550, plus 500, plus 550, respectively. And then a Chiefs TD and Buccaneers TD, Chiefs TD at plus 130 and a Buccaneers TD at plus 180. So how about that? I mean, can you imagine if the game, you know, did start with a Bucs or a Chiefs safety at plus 5,000? Somebody may cash in there, right? Also, you can put some cheese on. Can Tom Brady rush for just 1 yard? There will be a lot of bettors hoping on every play that 43-year-old Brady takes off and runs. Just for 1 yard. Just once for 1 yard. The over-under on Brady rushing is at 0.5. The over is plus 145. That means a $100 bet gets a $145 profit if Brady just gets a single yard. So, yeah, I don't know. You know, Brady usually doesn't take off and runs, but Patrick Mahomes does all the time. So those are a few fun prop bets for you guys. They have to do with the game. Yesterday I kind of went, you know, with some prop bets that had nothing to do with what's happening on the football field at all, but the theatrics surrounding, you know, the Super Bowl. So now my prediction on the game. Gosh, man, again, I'm going with the Buccaneers. I just think that when you talk about the legacy of Tom Brady, there is just something special about it, and there is something still special about him not just getting to his 10th Super Bowl appearance, but possibly winning this whole thing. And I just can't bet against him. Tom Brady is the greatest of all time for a reason. He prides himself on his preparation and his knowledge of the game on the game's biggest stage, that being the Super Bowl. Has he lost before on this stage? Sure, without a doubt. Without a doubt. But in those losses, I could argue that he's never had a defense like that of what he has out in Tampa Bay right now. I mean, that Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense, I mean, if you look at things, because I mentioned that game that booked them the ticket to the Super Bowl, right, beating the Green Bay Packers, and you evaluate that game. Tom Brady, yeah, he had a great, great first half. But that second half, he threw three picks. And he's, yeah, we all know, he's not the same Tom Brady he used to be. But you throw three picks in that second half of that championship game, that conference championship game, most teams would lose if their starting quarterback did that in crunch time in the second half. But Tom Brady is playing with a defense that is special. You know, I mentioned, you know, I've been mentioning throughout this week guys like Shaq Barrett and Jason Pierre-Paul, JPP. Those brothers give you an opportunity to win a football game, every football game you play, despite the shortcomings that your offense may have. And you're going against, sure, a dynamic, efficient offense in the Kansas City Chiefs that has weapons galore for Patrick Mahomes to play with. It's special over there, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I mean, Mahomes and Tyreek Hill, you know, Mike Evans. I mean, no, those dudes are just, they're special players. But this Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense is also special, and I think a lot of people are sleeping on them. And I think that the Bucs and defensive coordinator Todd Bowles, I think they're going to change up the strategy. Because usually Todd Bowles and that defense, they love to blitz. But that would be suicide against Patrick Mahomes, who is the best in the league against the blitz. And injuries to both starting tackles for the Chiefs could mean less blitzing is needed, to be real with you. I think the Bucs, they will be true to who they are, which is an attack defense. And we will see some blitzing here and there, but not as often as we see in a usual Tampa Bay game. They'll still bring a little pressure, but not as much as we've seen. Now, you know, when the two teams met earlier this year, that was a game won by the Chiefs. Tyreek Hill, he absolutely destroyed the Bucs secondary. He had 8 catches for 210, 2 scores. That was in the first half alone. Mahomes threw for almost 400 yards in the first half. He ate up that attacking defense. The Chiefs lost both starting tackles, and that could impact this game a lot, as Tampa Bay's edge rushers are coming off an impressive game against Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers didn't have time to breathe in that game. So, you know, this is a game that I think it certainly yields some opportunities for the Chiefs, but I just feel like Bruce Arians and that coaching staff, again, Bowles, they're going to do some things that are going to throw off the Chiefs a little bit. And they're going to find ways to limit Patrick Mahomes' big plays with his feet. Make him a passer, and you got a chance. And then for Tom Brady, you know, him being able to lean on Leonard Fournette, because Leonard Fournette has been great, you know, former LSU running back, you know, that could take some pressure away. That's what you need. You need it to not all be Tom Brady's arm. You need to have a run game so that Tom can relax a little bit and pick and choose when he will use that arm to cause some damage on that Kansas City Chiefs football team, that defense. And look, the Chiefs secondary, they impressed against the Bills. They used like a 4-1-6 defensive grouping much of that game. They'll probably use that again here and try to take away Brady's big plays downfield. But again, that's where Leonard Fournette, also Ronald Jones, could be key. If the Buccaneers can get a solid run game from guys like Fournette and Jones, they will win this game. Also, if you got a solid run game, guess what? That keeps Patrick Mahomes and that offense off the football field. So, hey, man, this is going to be fun. Oh, my goodness, this is going to be fun. At the end of the day, I think it's going to be high scoring. And I'm going to choose the Bucs to win 35-30 over the Chiefs. They shocked the world. Tom Brady completely, if you didn't believe it already, but he completely solidifies himself as the greatest of all time, greatest quarterback of all time, arguably greatest football player of all time. He gets his 7th ring in his 10th Super Bowl appearance, and they do it at home. Home turf. First time ever that a Super Bowl contender will be playing the Super Bowl on their home field. Never happened before. Talk about home field advantage, right? So that's where I'm going. Your thoughts, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Go to Facebook.com/WKAR News. Leave us a comment there. Give us a prediction there. You can also tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR. Tweet the show at WKAR News. When we come back, I'm going to switch gears a little bit here, and I got to talk about a major, major financial donation coming from a former Michigan State men's basketball player that really just completely shocked everyone when that news broke yesterday. He held a press conference, and a press conference was held today to talk about this donation. You'll hear about Matt Ishbia's $30-plus million donation to Michigan State University. We'll be right back. You are listening to the Friday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports, everyone. And, you know, just heard my thoughts on the Super Bowl. And as you guys are calling in and weighing in on social media, giving me your Super Bowl predictions, I want to shift gears a bit before we bid you all adieu today. And I want to talk about news that broke yesterday that turned a lot of heads. Former walk-on for the Michigan State men's basketball program. He was a part of that 2000 national championship team, the one and only national championship for Basketball Hall of Fame head coach Tom Izzo. He was a walk-on for that team. Matt Ishbia, who is now a billionaire. Yes, billionaire with a B. Isn't that something, you know, Matt Ishbia, this dude was a walk-on. You know, wasn't going to be this highly touted NBA player, right? Like other guys on the team were predicted to be, like Mateen Cleaves and Morris Peterson, right? Charlie Bell. He was the walk-on. And this dude is richer than all of them. That's amazing. Yeah, he's a billionaire. And that is due to his mortgage company, which is just, I mean, goodness gracious, guys. It is just completely just blown up. Matt Ishbia, he is the chairman, president, and CEO of United Wholesale Mortgage. He has a net worth now of more than $10 billion since his Pontiac-based company went public in January. How incredible is that? And he has decided to pledge $32 million to Michigan State University. $32 million. It marks the largest single cash commitment from a donor in university history. How incredible is that? And when it comes to the money, you know, it's going to be used for an expansion of the Spartans' athletic facilities. The majority of it will, including a new football facility and also renaming the floor at the Breslin Center, kind of like Coach K court at Duke, renaming the floor at the Breslin Center after Tom Izzo. Pretty incredible. Pretty incredible stuff. So, you know, Matt Ishbia, and he actually has a lot of his teammates who work for his company. Makes sense, right? I mean, you got a billion-dollar company. I mean, you know, of course you're going to have former teammates that work for you. It's pretty amazing. So the largest portion, $20 million, that's earmarked for an expansion of the Scandalaris Football Center that opened in 08. And that money will go to expanding the weight room, building a new dining and nutrition area, and also getting new player lockers, among other things, that are meant to give football coach Mel Tucker the resources he needs to compete for championships. Because that's what it's all about when it comes to these young recruits. They want to be oohed and aahed when they walk into a university's football facilities. And when they think about, okay, is this university the right university for me? They want to see the newest and latest technology and want to be oohed by the LED lights and all that kind of stuff. That's what woos young talent. Sad but true. So Matt Ishbia is going to help with that. Ishbia is a 2003 grad of MSU's Eli Broad College of Business. And this is major. So this morning at 11 a.m., a press conference was held, and I want to play a little bit of that for you guys. You know, President Samuel Stanley, he spoke. Michigan State football coach Mel Tucker, he spoke. Michigan State men's basketball coach, Tom Izzo, he spoke. And, of course, Matt Ishbia spoke. Here's a bit of that press conference today.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us here on this historic day. Matt, I truly cannot thank you enough for your kindness and generosity. I'm extremely humbled by your support and giving back to a place that means so much to all of us. Your gift will make a profound impact on our program and is a statement that Michigan State is relentless about excellence, both on and off the field, in our pursuit of championships. Recruits and student athletes are comparing our campus and our facilities to the other top programs in the country. Thanks to Matt's vision and beliefs in Michigan State athletics, we will have a state-of-the-art football facility that will be among the best in the country. And we're incredibly excited to unveil these upgrades in the very near future. The improvements will greatly enhance the efficiency of our daily operations, and the new building in nutrition will be a tremendous resource to our players. When a recruit walks in the doors of our football building, they will know that they are at Michigan State. This building will reflect our culture and our values. I'm also excited that this gift will help out in many other ways, including the Spartan Life Fund, which will help student athletes with their career goals and help them with employment after graduation. This is a visionary fund that will have long-lasting effects on everyone in our program. Coach Izzo, he means a lot to all of us, and certainly to Matt. I'm also excited that this gift will help out in many other ways, including the Spartan Life Fund, which will help student athletes with their career goals and help them with employment after graduation. This is a visionary fund that will have long-lasting effects on everyone in our program. Coach Izzo, he means a lot to all of us, and certainly to Matt, as demonstrated by this historic gift. It will be an honor to have Tom Izzo's name associated with a building that will have such a major impact on our program, and will be a living testament to his values of grit, toughness, and passion.
So Matt, from all of us, thank you. I love you. I don't deserve the praise you've given me. You didn't get here because of what I did for you. You got here because of the job you took and did yourself. I love self-motivated people. I love people that aren't afraid of a challenge. Football, basketball, all these other sports, you covered them all, my man. You done good, as they say in the UP. I want to leave because I don't have much more to say. I don't want to leave because there are great moments in a person's life. And I've always said myself, how you treat people. I heard you telling our president that early. I try to treat all my players somewhat the same, like dogs, as you remember. But I love them all to death. And when they're done from here, I swear I'll help them to the day I'm dead. Well, you've made me so proud of you. You made me proud of what you've done for many of our former players, former Michigan State graduates. And I just want to say that this will never be forgotten. And I'm hoping it'll inspire others to understand that getting something is great, but giving something, as I've learned with the small donations I've made, makes you feel good. The only way it makes you feel good, if the people you gave to take advantage of the gift and promise you that we'll do everything we can to make you proud. I know for Mel and I, we're going to work diligently. And next time you come to a national championship game, it'll be as a billionaire instead of as that player that sit next to me that I thought I would help become a coach someday. So thanks, brother. We appreciate you. It's your turn to talk. People out there, embrace him. There aren't a lot of people that would do what he's done or the way he's done it. Thank you very much.
You know, I had such a great experience at Michigan State. I can't believe I even was able to be on the team with him. And that opportunity alone, where Coach Izzo not only gave me that opportunity, but then, as I said many times before, day one, I'm a walk-on that's not going to even sniff the court, treated me like family. Mateen Cleaves, Antonio Smith, these guys treat you like family. You know, you didn't have to do that. And I'll never forget the way they made you feel. I got to be here at an amazing time, 3 Final Fours, 3 Big Ten championships. You know, I got to ride the bench, but at the same time, I felt like I was part of it just like everybody else because it was just an honor to be on that team and be on all those teams and be part of Michigan State University. You know, this gift and donation is not about Matt Ishbia. It's about Michigan State University. It's about Tom Izzo, Mateen Cleaves. These are the people that impacted my life. And, you know, what you realize in life is there's certain things in your life that happen that change the direction of your life forever. And that happened to me at Michigan State from all the little things Coach Izzo did. You know, I learned so much on how to, you know, I thought I was working hard back then. And I saw how a real grown-up works at a different level. His work ethic, his drive, and then his compassion for people. I always remember, and that's something that I will never forget, and I do that with my 8,000 people in my company. Every single thing he says means something. Being nice, going out his way, asking, hey, how's your girlfriend doing? Or how's this with school? Or hey, you go, how's class? What's going on with that? Those little moments last a lifetime. And Coach Izzo's selflessness, humility, compassion, and at the same time, his drive to be great has never been left out of my mind since then. And so I'm so lucky and grateful. You know, I built my company. So you guys know, from, you know, I got there in 2003 after, you know, talking to Coach Izzo about being a coach. He taught me all about it. I learned. I got a chance to learn with Coach Garland and spending time with Coach Izzo and learning, hey, this might be a great opportunity. It was always my dream to be in the NBA. Obviously, it wasn't good enough. So the next thing was, how can I be a coach? And Coach Izzo took me under his wing, not only when I was playing, but as a fifth-year coach or first-year coach, fifth year at Michigan State. And then at the same time, he said to me, hey, listen, maybe you can take some of these things that you learned at Michigan State and apply it to business. And Mike Vorkapich said the same thing to me, like, maybe you can do some of these great things from sports and apply it to business. And that's what I did. I went to a company where my father had originally started, and there's 12 people at UWM, and we run it Michigan State basketball style. We hold people accountable. We care about each other. We run a family, and we call people team members. We got captains, and now I got 7 of my old teammates working there, including Mateen Cleaves, Adam Wolf, Charlie Bell, Antonio Smith. You know, Connor George just joined, Chris Hill, part of the family. It's just a great, great environment. And so it all comes from Michigan State. So I'll say it very clearly so everyone knows, and I've said it a bunch of times, and Coach Izzo doesn't realize how serious I am. I would not be as successful as I am. I would not be the person I am without Tom Izzo and Michigan State. And I'm forever grateful for him and for this university. And I'm happy that I'm proud I can give back a little bit to the university and hopefully make an impact on people like Coach Izzo, Mateen Cleaves, and the university made an impact on me. You know, this gift, once again, it's not about me. It's very important that, you know, Coach Izzo, who I believe is the legend here at Michigan State, has his name in many places as possible because he deserves it. He's so humble. He wouldn't even want that. He didn't even want it. But the Tom Izzo football building, I'm proud to be able to, you know, help push that because Coach Izzo, I was at the practice when, and part of the war drill when he brought football pads out and we actually put them on and helmets on and we actually played football on the basketball court, you know, and now that court will be named Tom Izzo Court, which I'm proud of as well. And so it's, once again, it's not about putting Matt Ishbia's name places because it's not about me. It's about Michigan State. It's about Coach Izzo and about this great university and the great people that are up here and all the students. One thing about the gift that was most important to me was first, coaches, oh, what do you need at Michigan State basketball to make sure you're set? But second was, I want to make sure this gift touches every student athlete at Michigan State. And it's not only current, but past, present, and future. And the Spartan for Life program is all about, hey, I'm in business. Everyone has an opportunity. There's so many great Spartan owners of companies or people that are hiring, and we need to connect the student athletes. And so we're going to spend a lot of time really making sure that, I don't care if you're 55 years old, if you're a student athlete at Michigan State, we're going to make sure we connect you to wherever you are in the country. We have a great network of people, and we're going to make sure that everyone's connected in, and we're going to really spend a lot of time on that, because Spartan for Life, once you become a Spartan, you're part of the family. And Coach Izzo and the team taught me that, and I'm proud to be able to give back and hopefully help make that a reality for, I don't care what sport you play, what you've done, you're part of the Spartan family. The other thing that was important to me is, you know, helping out Coach Tucker and the football team. The football team and Coach Izzo taught me, you know, the football team and the basketball team bring in the revenue, and it's really a halo effect on all sports. And so helping Coach Tucker, I got a chance to meet him a couple times, and his passion, his energy, it's contagious. You can't be in a room and excitement. And I come from Coach Izzo, and so I know how he is, and I feel like Coach Tucker brings a lot of energy and passion. I'm so excited to see all the great things he's going to do. You know, Mark D'Antonio obviously did an amazing job for so many years, and hopefully Coach Tucker can continue that and continue to take it to another level here as the Michigan State football team. And so I'm happy to be able to contribute in that way, in a positive way, to his football program, and I'm excited to have him as part of the team and family here at Michigan State. You know, and then, you know, briefly, I just want to hit on the, you know, there's obviously, there'll be some money beyond that that's left over, if that's the right way of thinking of it. But there's excess money. That's the whole point is I want, you know, athletic director Bill Beekman, who's a huge part of this. I finally, you know, feel like there's a leader in the athletic department. He says, let's think about long term. Let's win long term and do all the great things. And I'm proud that there's going to be millions and millions of dollars left for him and Coach Izzo and Trustee Masalim to be able to make an impact on all sports, whether it's the women's soccer team, the men's baseball team, the cross, whatever it is. We want to make sure we can make an impact everything we can, every student athlete here at Michigan State. And I'm hoping that the gift is large enough that we can make a contribution to football, basketball, the Spartan for Life, but then all sports. And I'm proud of that opportunity to really feel like I've impacted all student athletes at Michigan State.
All right, folks, when we come back, we will put a bow on this, what really is a Super Bowl Eve edition of Current Sports. Seeing as though we don't, of course, broadcast over the weekend, right? But an incredible, incredible donation there. Again, the largest single donation from a donor in university history. Matt Ishbia really changing the game and helping out Michigan State Athletics in a major, major way. So, yeah, let's hit our final break. When we come back, I'll put a bow on this Friday edition of Current Sports. We'll be right back. Right, folks, that will do it. We are out of time, and a brief reflection Friday for you guys. It's been a very, very fun week here on the show. I really just enjoyed so many conversations centered around the Super Bowl and the lead up to it. It's always fun doing that. So just briefly reflecting on that. You know, I can't wait for this big game on Sunday. I truly think it has the potential to certainly be one of the most entertaining Super Bowls ever. So I really can't wait to check it out. And I want you guys to enjoy it and do it safely. This is also a big week because of what I mentioned at the top of the hour. Winter contact sports given the go-ahead to get back to competition come Monday. So that's major. And then next week, I want to have some conversation centered around the NBA because there are many players that are looking at the possibility of an all-star game at the beginning of next month as really nonsensical. So we'll dive into that next week as well. But we'll recap all things Super Bowl on the Monday edition of the show. Going to be so much fun. Enjoy it. I know the weekend is going to bring it at the half as well. So make sure you're sitting down on that couch once halftime hits, because you will be in for a treat. I have no doubt about that. And we'll see if Tom Brady can add to his legacy, or will this be a fitting passing of the torch moment for Patrick Mahomes going against the GOAT in Tom Brady. Can KC make it back-to-back Super Bowl wins? That would be special, wouldn't it? No matter the outcome, it's going to be special for either side. All right, folks, we'll see you back here same time, same place on Monday. Until then, please be smart, be safe, and as always, be easy, people.